Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome to this program, Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. This is Rajabian. I am a seminary student doing my Kharij studies, and I'm doing my PhD on Islamic studies. Inshallah, in this program, we will talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. One of the subjects that we can talk about, and it's very important, is about job, doing something, employment, whatever you want to call it. Having a job is a very important issue. We can say that the human's life is based on that. We see that nowadays it has become a great, a major problem and a major issue in different countries, talking about employment and unemployment. In Islam, it is highly recommended, and in many cases, it is wajib, obligatory, to do something for making a living. And not do anything and just put your burden on others is highly reproached and discouraged. Well, about the benefits of work and having a job, in Islam, we can, talk about these issues. It paves the ground for the final salvation. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, Al-qaddu ala iyalihi kal-mujahidi fi sabilillah. A person who makes his best and do whatever he can to provide his family with necessities, the necessary things, equipments, whatever they want, whatever they are in need of, their sustenance, he is like al-mujahid fi sabilillah. Can you believe that? The word mujahid has different meanings, but mujahid fi sabilillah is the one who is acting in the way of God. And its greatest and its most known example is when you attend a war against the enemies of Islam to defend Islamic territory. So this is mujahid fi sabilillah. Now a person who is working, who just go and works to make a living for his family, for his wife, his children, it is like al-mujahid fi sabilillah, and it is a place of work. So making the living a very great means of communication with others in your community, getting to and reaching a level of tranquility and calmness, something that revives and makes your creativity alert, something that gives you a social position and makes it stable for you, and it stops people from corruption and a lot of problems. So these are some of the benefits of working. Well, for the Holy Prophet, doing a work, doing a job was so important that he said, Al-ibadatu sab'una juz'an afdaluha talab al-halal. Acts of worship are 70, we can say, 70 parts and particles and components, that the best one is seeking a halal food, going and seeking for a halal living. So this is the place of a job in Islam and its benefits for people and humanity. After the break, I will continue about this issue.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad. As-salamu alayka ya Rasul.
Welcome back to Like Muhammad from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the place of job and work for the Holy Prophet and, you know, in Islam. It was so important, I mean, doing a job, that once the Holy Prophet was returning from one of the battles, which is known as the Ghazwat al-Tabuk, the war or the battle of Tabuk. So the Prophet was coming back, returning. He entered the city of Medina. While people came to welcome the Holy Prophet, so one of those people was a person named Sa'd al-Ansari. Well, he was a worker, a laborer. When he came to the Prophet and he was shaking hand with the Prophet found out that his hand is so, you know, rough. He asked him, "Why? What happens to your hand? Is there any problem with you?" He answered, "No. This is the effects and the you know, the signs of shovel and rope and the things that I use in my work to make my living and provide my life." Well, the Holy Prophet was so happy with what he had heard, and he just shake the hand stronger and said, "Hada yadun la tamassuhu an-nar." This is a hand that the fire of the hell won't burn it. So this is the place of working. A person who works for his life, for his living, well, the hellfire won't affect his hands and him. Well, it is said that once the Holy Prophet and Ashab and companions were together and they saw a very, you know, handsome, powerful, strong young person working very hard. Well, the Ashab started to just, you know, reproaching that person, that, and they say that, you know, it was so good that this person with this young hood put this endeavor in the way of God, doing acts of worship, praying, things like that. The Holy Prophet said that, "No, you shouldn't say that. If this young man is doing that job and is working to provide his living, to make himself independent from others, not being dependent on others, and to be, you know, autonomous in his life, it is something that he is doing in the way of God. And if he is doing that to provide enough money to help his parents that they are so weak and they cannot work anymore, well, again, he is working in the way of God. And third, if he is working to provide the sustenance of his family, the necessities of his family, his wife, his children, to have a good life, again, it is in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here we understand that working matters in Islam. It's very important. And as I told you, it has been mentioned as one of the parts and an important act of worship by itself. And the Holy Prophet said that it is by itself, it is a mujahada, a jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we see those people that they say that, "No, let's not work. This is just working for this life and just, you know, doing the things is as if you, I mean, this role is important for you. We just think of the hereafter. We should do the acts of worship. You leave this role." It is completely and fully wrong, as we saw in these hadith and stories from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So working is very important, especially when you do that to make a living, to help your family, to help your parents, which are weak, and to make yourself independent from others. All of them are counted as working for God, as mujahada and jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as acts of worship. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this opportunity and this tawfiq to follow the traditions and words of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and a'imma of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Thank you very much for being with me and take care.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad.